KDOW. Streaming now on smart speakers and the Odyssey app.
Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's radio show. Big hand clap right there. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming. Listen live all the time. If you want to dial into tonight's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions and comments on air with me tonight or our show guests, whatever you like. And of course, you can always connect with me at Coach Jackson directly. You can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBDC. Nope, MY-SBC30. I got SBDC on the brain. So 1-888-MY-SBC30. Wow, we have had a lot going on, all kinds of festivities going on. It's about time. We want to enjoy life a little bit. It's been so crazy with the pandemic. It is always somewhere in the back of our mind. And I want to say, let's set that aside for this show and leave the pandemic, check the pandemic at the door. Happy Cinco de Mayo for those celebrating. That commemorates the Mexico's actually triumph over the French Empire at the Battle of Pueblo in 1862. And I'm sure those festivities will roll into the weekend and capping it off, of course, yes, with a happy Mother's Day to those super moms out there. Who are just, you know, we just have to hand clap for our moms out there. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, wherever they may be. And my mom, of course, is in heaven. And so I want to say a special happy Mother's Day to my mom. I miss you every single day and I love you so much. I don't want to miss saying May. May is actually Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So happy Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. I know a lot of festivities. We're talking about festivities and festivals and fun tonight. I'm just excited about just getting into the weekend. Sit back, enjoy your, if you're driving, enjoy tonight's show. If you're listening on your stream, enjoy the show. Get you a nice glass of Merlot, or my favorite is Moscato, or a little mint tea. We've got a great show for you tonight. I have a four-time Grammy-nominated music producer on with me tonight. I am looking forward to having him on. We've been wanting to get him on for quite some time, actually for a couple of years, for a few years now. And we have pinned him down, locked him down, and he is with us tonight from the Bay Area, here in the Bay Area. And we have an unfazed CEO that is influencing and changing the mindset of today's young generation with an unfazed mantra. We're going to talk to him tonight as well, and we're going to share about a great event happening this weekend that they will both be attending. So I want to get started with our first guest, Cannoli Music founder, creative director, and accomplished recording artist Mark Cannoli has always had one major goal, and that is to provide artists and musicians with the opportunity to record, produce, and share their unique and wonderful sounds with the masses. And so he is a multiple Dove Award winner, singer, songwriter, engineer, producer, and teacher, and I am excited and loves the bass. This guy, if you ever hear him play that bass, he is pushing up the audio on that bass guitar. So I want to thank you and help me introduce Mark Cannoli. Thank you, Mark, for coming onto the show. I'm already thanking you before I get you, you know, live here, but I am really excited about having you on tonight.
Thank you, Margaret, and happy Mother's Day to you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I have one in my quiver. So thank you for that. You know, I love being a mom. So it has been, you know, we've been trying to get you on for a while. It has been a journey. But here we are. Here we are. We have you on the show. We made it happen. We made it happen. So I really want to start out and talk to you a little bit about your history, your where do you come from? And later we're going to share that you actually have a famous brother, and we're not going to mention him right now. We're going to let you shine a little bit right now. And so we'll let the cat out of the bag a little later for those that don't know. But so music is your passion. Has that always been something you wanted to do? Was that just in the family? Share a little bit of your story with us, Mark.
Well, strangely enough, music wasn't my original passion. My original passion was art and drawing. I wasn't from the time I first learned about Marvel Comics in 1964, I wanted to go to college, get a degree in commercial art, move to New York, get a job at Marvel, and I wanted to draw Spider-Man. As long as I can remember, I wanted to be the guy that drew Spider-Man comics. And so I trained in art from the sixth grade all the way up until my second year of college. I was at San Francisco State. And then and then the music bug hit me. But what I discovered during that time was God had dropped. Can I talk about God? God
dropped it. It's out there now, so go ahead.
Okay. God had dropped the gift off in my family. I am, speaking of mothers, I am the number five son of six sons by Edith Cannoli, Sister Edith. And Sister Edith had a serious gift. If you look back, if we go back as far as I can remember, my mom was able to tear a church up. She was like Whitney Houston back in the late 50s, early 60s. I was, and I remember her always being the woman who came up to sing the song in church and tear the church up, right? And of her, she had six boys. Of her six boys, all of us could sing or play or do something. But only three of us became serious about music. And for me, the turnaround was about when I was about 15 or 16. My brother from, I think I was 15, when my brother Duke, who's just between me and my brother Ron. Ron is the famous one that you talked about earlier.
You let the cat out of the bag. There you go. There you go. There you go, Bay Area. You let the cat out of the bag. So continue your story. I stepped right in there just to punch that up. Okay.
So Duke came home from Vietnam, and he came home with this old raggedy little guitar that he said he used to play on when he was out in the bush, right, in Vietnam. And when he came home and he brought all of his stuff, this guitar was included in all his stuff, he stayed with us for about 3 months, and then he just up and moved to, like, Cleveland, Ohio, or someplace like that. But he left all the stuff there, including that guitar. It was in our garage, so we figured he wasn't coming back soon. So me and my baby brother Steve, we started just jamming on this little guitar, and that's when the hook came. That's when we found out that we could, you know, make this thing work. And it just kept elevating. It just kept elevating. By the time I was 17, I was playing with a local band. Actually, I was playing with a lot of local bands in Oakland. We lived in Oakland, and I was playing. I was going to Castlemont High in Oakland. Yo, Castlemont, go! I was playing with a local band called the Green Brothers Band, and that was the first time I'd ever played in like bars and clubs. The Green Brothers was a high school band that was playing in bars back in like 1970, 71. And Marlon Green, who was the drummer, and by the way, the Green Brothers were some gifted young men. Marlon Green, he looked at me, man, you know, you're pretty good. I would like you to play with the Green Brothers then. But they didn't have a bass player, and he was the first one that took me in the bars. And it was the first time I played with a good high school band. A lot of the high school bands that I played in, there were a lot of good ones at Castlemont.
Yeah.
A lot of good ones.
Mark, I'm going to hold you right there. Great story. Got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. We are on AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Here we go. We're back. Yes, everybody's ready to dance. Welcome back. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking to Grammy nominated Mark Cannoli, pop, rock, classic, gospel, soul, R&B, rap, hip hop, and so much more. This guy is just amazing. So Mark, let's pull you forward. You have an amazing history, amazing background. So you got the music bug in your garage with your brother's torn up guitar that got him through the Vietnam War. Music is something else. Music does something to our souls, right? And so yes, what do you have going on now? Yes. What do you have going on now? I know you're teaching kids. You've got some young people training with you. You train them on their vocals. You're training on engineering and all of that. So bring us up to speed. And what kind of musical, what is coming out musically with you as well?
Oh, fantastic. Coming out. I released a song last year that did pretty well on YouTube and Instagram. And I'm getting ready to release another one here, hopefully in the next month or two. But the main things that I'm doing right now, I'm leading worship at two churches, Fremont Community Church, and also I'm leading for, I'm co-leading at Campbell Church in Campbell Church of Christ in Campbell, California. And I'm also leading worship for a ministry called Vessels for Honor that meets every second Saturday of the month with Pastor Isabella. And then I have my studio, Cannoli Music, where I do I teach voice, I teach bass guitar, and I teach Pro Tools production. And, you know, I've got a lot of young students, and I'm doing a lot of mentoring of younger people who have a heart for music. And that's really most of what my life is about. But just recently I put together a band, and they want to call it the Mark Cannoli Band. I don't know why, but they want to call it the Mark Cannoli Band. And we are going to be playing at the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival tomorrow. As a matter of fact, we'll be at 2 o'clock p.m. And,
right.
One of my favorite artists, recording artists, for my whole life has been Sly and the Family Stone. The unique. And so, the Mark Cannoli Band has put together a tribute set of some of Sly's best, greatest hit songs. And we're going to debut that tomorrow afternoon at the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival. So I want all 50,000 people to show up to hear this event tomorrow. So
it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. The 45th Berryessa Art and Wine Festival. I will be emceeing this event. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm looking forward to hearing some Sly and the Family Stone. Haven't heard of that name in a long time. In fact, I was actually preparing a playlist for In Between when sets are being changed out, and I was looking at the top 100 Billboard list today. And honestly, and I'm trying to, you know, this is a family-friendly event, right? This is, you bring your family out, there's food, there's artists, there's wine, there's beer, there's dancing, there's things for kids to do, and I'm looking for music, and these artists, I could not find anything without any swear words in them. Without it, I was like, okay, so we can't use that. So I'm gonna have to go a little bit old school to make sure that we have family friendly music. And this is on the top 100 Billboard. I thought, oh my gosh, what are we, you know, it's a wonder some of the things that we have going on, and the words and the lyrics that are out there. Music has definitely changed.
It has definitely changed. One of the reasons that we went to a Sly and the Family Stone set is because most of Sly's songs, most of them, are actually, if you listen to the lyrics, they're actually encouraging lyrics, right? You know, songs like Everyday People, it's about learning how to love every day, learning how to love everybody, embracing everybody and love. And songs like Stand, you know, Stand is about standing up for what's right and doing what's right and knowing that you're doing right and standing strong in that. And then, of course, there's always the dance stuff. And the good thing about Sly is he takes songs like Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again, which lyrically is a message song, but the groove on it is so funky. It's so fun that it's just like, you know, you don't realize until you listen to the lyrics that you are listening to a song about gratitude through all the issues that you're going through in life. So it's kind of cool, you know, and that's what I want to do. My heart is to encourage and exhort people, you know, encourage, speak a word into people's lives that'll help them be better and do better and achieve better. So I got a heart for encouraging and exhorting people.
And you can do that through music. Music works so well with that. What better way but to put some music to those words? Now, before we get out of this segment, you have a young singer coming that you have groomed. You've been training her for years. And what can we expect out of her tomorrow?
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. You're talking about Srinidhi Mudigonda. She is I've been training her as a vocalist since she was about 10 years old.
I'm being pushed out. Hold it. I gotta step in. I'm being pushed out of the show. Hold that. We'll pick it up in the next segment, and then we're gonna get our next guest on. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. Beer is business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. That's who this lady is, Margaret Jackson. Nice, nice, nice. My producer, thank you for bringing that in. Nice, nice, nice. I love it. I love it. Yeah, bring that. Yeah. All right. All right. We got Mark Cannoli. We got Mark Cannoli. Mark Cannoli, tell us about your little protege that you're going to let shine tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. This is the first time she has it's the second time she's been on the stage with me, but the first time she's been on stage with me in a band. And she's going to be singing with the Mark Cannoli Band, especially when we do the Sly Stone set, the Sly Stone encouraging music set. She is what an amazing voice this young lady has. I've been working with her since she was 10 years old. She just turned 17, and she's one of my top most gifted students, and I'm excited about sharing the stage with her tomorrow. She's one of the hardest working students I've ever known, and so I think she's going to blow everybody's mind. Most people are caught off guard because she's so tiny and petite, but her voice is so big. You know, she's got such a big, powerful voice, and you'll get to, if you show up tomorrow, you'll get to see her sing. We'll be up there on stage together singing the slide in the Family Stone, and she'll be taking all the Rose Stone parts, you know, and Sly always had the yeah, you know, she took all those right. High, powerful parts. You know, in
nice.
The song, and she's amazing, really amazing.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I tell you, so folks, Mark Cannoli, the Mark Cannoli Band tribute to Sly and the Family Stone tomorrow, the 45th Berryessa Art Festival, Saturday, May 7th, kicking off your Mother's Day with some fun, with some festivities, with some food, and civic leaders, elected officials will be out there. And so come out and meet some of the folks that are in our government working hard for us. It's going to be Penitencia Creek Park, 3050 Berryessa Road, San Jose, California. You can Google it, and you can get more information at 408-821-1291. And if you want more information about Mark Cannoli and maybe getting some of those wonderful musical services, go to cannolimusic.com. That is cannolimusic.com. Hope to see you there. The event starts at 10 a.m. So we're going to have some of our Berryessa Union School District. All of the proceeds, by the way, for this event goes to the Berryessa Union School District in San Jose. To the arts, to all of the different arts, dance, music, drawing, all of these different drama. And so you can participate in that. So come out and eat all of the food and drink all of the beer and wine and have a good time. And then the afternoon, we've got all of our bands. We've got all of our local bands that are going to come out, the Pearl Alley Band, who has a blues, rock and roll funk to it. It's just awesome. And so you can come out. And if you haven't taken your wife dancing in a while, this is a place to take the moms out and let them dance on the grass. I'll be out there. Come and say hello and introduce yourself. I'd love to meet you and let me know that you listen here on AM 1220 KDOW. Let the tie loose out of the office and let your hair down and come and just have a good time. So we are excited about that. I'm going to introduce you to my next guest. Stick around, Mark. I don't want you to go anywhere. My next guest, who is Unfazed, he's the Unfazed CEO, changing the mindsets, influencing the young mind with an Unfazed mantra. This is Jonathan McConan, founder of Unfazed, born and raised in the Bay Area, a UC Berkeley graduate, and loves to work out and watch sports. His passion is figuring out a way to help people push themselves to become the best version of themselves through his brand. Jonathan, how are you tonight?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you have this story, and we're gonna carry you as far as we can before we jump into our next segment. I know we don't have a whole lot of time in this segment, but you have a story behind the unfazed athleisure wear. Can you hold on to that story until we come back into our next segment? You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. It's always the best segment of the show because we are all about the small business owner, the Small Business Concierge. Look for our new magazine coming out. We're excited about that. We're going to be actually featuring Unfazed on our cover, so you'll get to see the CEO and see what he has going on. So Jonathan McConey, if you're just tuning into the show, you have missed a lot. You're going to have to go back and listen to the podcast when we upload that. You can get it on our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Or you can go out to our Business on the Edge website and pick it up on that side as well. So we have both websites, the magazine and the radio show website. So Jonathan, you have a story, and can you share a little bit of that story with us about Unfazed and how did you become Unfazed and what does that mean? Because it could take on a negative connotation, but you have created this positive around it.
So first off, I didn't get a chance to say it, but I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening, including you, Miss Margaret Jackson, my wife, and my mom. But Unfazed started out organically, meaning it wasn't something I was necessarily looking to do in terms of starting a clothing brand, which I think what I have is more than a clothing brand. But the clothing is the foundation, but I wanted to start something that could relate to anybody, no matter what you look like, no matter what your background was, and had a positive message to it. I feel that there are a lot of brands out nowadays that don't really have any positive messaging, and people will wear stuff not even knowing what the brand actually means, and it's one of those fads that people like to continue to follow. And I wanted to break that trend and have something that was not only cool in terms of the name, but also had a positive message behind it. So my personal definition for Unfazed, which is my most popular design, is pretty much just having a mindset that no matter what obstacles you encounter, you will achieve success or overcome adversity. So it's just always having a strong mindset when things don't necessarily go your way, that to continue to push when things may not be in your favor.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so when you get in front of youth and this generation, and they get to hear what you're sharing and what you're talking about, what is their response to that messaging? What is their response to you when you're do they feel like that's cool, or they're actually getting new choices, other choices to respond to something that's typical?
Yeah, for the younger generation, believe it or not, a lot of them are aware of the term Unfazed because it's used a lot in the black and brown community and in the hip-hop culture. So that term has been used a lot. But when I break it down and give them an in-depth definition of what it could mean for them in a positive way, as you mentioned, it could also be a negative connotation. But it's for me to be able to to have a dialogue to explain that this is a positive thing. But when they hear about it and they are made aware by me that there's 45 million mentions of it on TikTok and 31,000 mentions on Instagram, that kind of opens their eyes to say, okay, this is not just something that you're talking about that sounds cool, but it has some backbone behind it for other people around the world to be utilizing that word as well. So for me, it's just giving the youth an alternative of a cool word and not just going whatever route that they've been hearing about on songs or on TV. It's giving them something to live in their everyday lives with a positive thinking behind conscious decisions that they may go through in their everyday lives.
Right, right. You know, I was thinking while you were talking here is that we've seen just with this pandemic, suicides, kids killing themselves because they've been, you know, isolated and things like that. And having something positive to turn to or to think about, and that there's other solutions. And I have a friend who's a life, marriage, family therapist who says, you know, people don't normally, they don't want to commit suicide. They want the pain to stop. And so we need more mm-hmm. solutions, more positive outlets for them to participate in Unfazed. And I'm on your website right now. If you want to see the Unfazed collection and what Jonathan McConin is doing, CEO, go to officialunfazed.com. That's officialunfazed.com. And you can see some of the cool wear out there. And now you did something a while back with Nike. How did that go? Can you share a little bit with us about that?
So some of my products, I used to work for a company in Texas where we printed apparel for over 15,000 high schools across the country. So my company had contracts with Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Jordan. So I was able to get some of my products, some of my designs on those products to try to give a more professional look to the designs that I have that are out now. And some of those designs are currently on the website, as you mentioned. Sometimes people think that Unfazed is actually spelled UNPHASED, but the correct spelling in the dictionary spelling, which is what my business is called, is spelled UNF as in Frank, AZED. So UNFAZED.
Yes, 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 yes. Again, I'm looking at them and I do see some of the ones that you have on sale that Just Be Unfazed has that Nike feel to it, and some other styles that we would be familiar with as well. So now you're going to be at the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival tomorrow as well. So you're one of the vendors there. You're an artist, really, in terms of designing this athleisure wear with a message. And so tell us a little bit about that. Are you excited about that? We're definitely going to pull you out on stage and have you share with the audience a little bit.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I'm always excited just to have the opportunity to meet different demographics, be at different events. Any opportunity I get to speak to one more person that I've never had the chance to talk to about my brand is a bonus for me. And so being able to be at the event tomorrow is something that I'm super excited about. I definitely like to always do things associated with kids. I was a teacher previously before I quit my job in July, and this event, as you mentioned, a lot of the proceeds go to the schools in the San Jose area. So I'm definitely excited to be able to share the message, just be able to talk to people, and just be able to be outside, as we all are excited to do nowadays. There's a lot more events that we're able to go and interact with people. So being able to just see new faces is something I'm definitely excited about.
Well, we're excited to have your product there. We're going to get a chance to talk to you more there. We're getting pushed out of this segment. But if you get a chance, go to officialunfazed.com and learn more. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. Here's business and finance leader,
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. I love it. I love music. I love all kinds of music. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, part of the KDOW Money 2.0 team. And we are wrapping it up. Fantastic. Mark Cannoli, Grammy winner, mentor, musician, looking for that next record to drop. Unfazed CEO, impacting our young people, making a difference. You got to get out to this event tomorrow, Berryessa Art Festival. You got to get out here and just have a great time. The 45th, you know, since the pandemic, we have not been able to have this event. And so this is the first year back since 2019. Come out and make it a bang. Saturday, May 7th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in San Jose, Penitencia Creek Park, 3050 Berryessa Road, San Jose, California. You can get more information. You can call 408-821-1291. We're going to have elected officials, some of the sponsors out there, Villa Sports, KDOW, Small Business Concierge, Berryessa Union School District, Berryessa Business Association, so many wonderful sponsors out there. And so we want to thank you for making this event possible. A lot of volunteers out there, a lot of people putting this together and making this happen. So that being said, come out and support, and let's get some arts back into these young people's hands and keep them there. The admission is free. The food, of course, you have to pay for. The wine and beer, you have to pay for, all of that sort of stuff. But come out and have a good time tomorrow. Mark Cannoli, before we wrap it up, what would you like to say to the audience about coming out, connecting with you? Can you give a shout out to our hardworking professionals around the Bay Area, all nine Bay Area counties and around the world? Unfortunately, if you want to fly in for the event, you can get on a plane now and jet over. But what would you like to say to Bay Area?
I would like to say, hey, Bay Area, you guys come on out. You're going to have a great, great time. This is the second time I've done the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival. I think I did one in 2017, something like that. And
right.
It was a blast. It was a lot of fun. And it's going to be, just come out and party with us. We're going to be out there in the park, partying, singing, dancing, and just enjoying people.
Right. Yes, yes.
Able to do, you know, we haven't been able to do that for the last couple of years, being able to be together in groups and enjoying people. So come out and join us.
Right. Come on out and join us. And there's no mask mandates. It's optional, whatever you want to do. I typically wear masks because I can't afford to take any risks because I need to be on air. But, you know, but just come out and have a good time, and come out and just bring your chairs too. You can bring lounge chairs and sit over by the stage. You can dance. So we always leave that. We have a great space over there for that. And again, come out and say hello that you're listening here on AM 1220 KDOW. We'd love to have you out. And so do we have Jonathan still on with us? Jonathan, are you still here with us?
Yes, I am.
Jonathan, give a shout out to our Bay Area audience and connect with you at your booth tomorrow.
Yes, as you mentioned, it's free, so you can't beat that. This is the time to get out and just be able to interact with people. Like I mentioned, we haven't had that many opportunities in the past, so I would love for anybody to stop by the booth. You don't necessarily have to buy anything. I am more inclined to talk about the message. And if you happen to be interested in buying merch, great. But
I'm more focused on spreading the message, being able to get people to understand and implement what unfazed means in their daily mindset. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to just be out there and just be able to see some new faces.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And buy the merch, buy the merch. I'm just going to tell you that. Mm-hmm. Hey, and by the way, I don't want to not mention that our choirs are going to be out there from the Berryessa School Union School District. We got the choirs are going to be doing the national anthem. We're so excited about that. We've got the high school, middle school choirs that they have. Actually, they have we have like four choirs coming out from the school districts tomorrow. We've got some young dancers. So there is a lot going on. So this is, we have our Berryessa kids, Berryessa Union School District kids performing along with some of our local artists and bands. So it's going to be a day just full of fun, lots of vendors, lots of political figures and booths out there. You know, make sure that you find out what's going on locally in our legislation and laws and all of that good stuff. And have a great time. Have a fantastic time. So if you want to connect again with Mark Cannoli, you can connect with him at cannolimusic.com. That's cannolimusic.com. And if you want to connect with Jonathan McConan, Unfazed, go to officialunfazed.com. But tomorrow, the Berryessa 45th Berryessa Art and Wine Festival, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Penitencia Creek Park, 3050 Berryessa Road, San Jose. Be good to someone. Take care of your moms and give them a ridiculous, wonderful Mother's Day. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge, Money 2.0, Berryessa business and finance leader.